I'm with one member of the Toronto band Little Girls. What's your name and what you play?
I'm Josh, and I record and write all the music, and I sing and play guitar for the live show.
Oh, cool. Yeah, is this your first time in Ottawa?
This will be our first time in Ottawa playing as Little Girls, and this is our second time playing, my second time playing here, because I played with my old band about a year ago.
I just want to know how the history of the band, like how was it formed?
Well, I was in an old band called Pirate Rock with my friend Joe, and it was a duo and I played drums and did background vocals, and just sort of on the side on my own time I started recording some songs and just decided to call Little Girls, and then within about 2 days of recording and putting some songs on the internet, I got offered to do records for three labels, and that was Captured Tracks, Mexican Summer, and Paper Bag.
I know, yeah. I just want to know, like, who are your musical influences?
I have a lot of musical influences. Like, for what I'm doing, like, I mainly listen to hip-hop, which is sort of weird considering what I play, but as far as influences for the band, for what I'm creating with Little Girls, like a post-punk band called Artery from the 80s, or late 70s, early 80s, Joy Division, The Clean, Crystal Stilts I really like, and they're more recent. And I really like Jay Dilla, who's a hip-hop producer, and that sort of ties into the way I make the music. Like, it's very layered, and it's all done by myself, so I use drum samples and little noises and sort of just layer tracks on top of each other.
Well, it's just funny because, like, I don't know, like, you're a duo, or how many people in the band?
There's four people in the live show.
Okay, because I looked in the MySpace, there's, like, two people or something.
Right, yeah, it's sort of confusing with that right now. I should actually change that. That's myself and our old drummer, because we had an original lineup for the first two tours we did, and then the original three guys quit, and I have a new band playing with me now.
Okay, so, cool. Yeah. Well, I heard the debut album, because I got a sneak peek from your friend, Daryl. I was kind of surprised. It was not what I expected your music to sound like. I was like, it's like hearing the band Woman, but without the vocals and some of their...
Yeah, I guess it's kind of funny, too, because you know, the band's called Little Girls.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, it's, like, the thing with the record is half of it is, like, the first recordings I ever did. Like, the very first recording I ever recorded.
Yeah, so I was curious because, well, my favorite track I heard was Youth Tunes.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. I was like,
yeah.
What did you, like, how was it made? It's like, I like the beats.
Like, completely out of the blue. Like, I was just literally at home, like, late one night. I just started recording for fun. Like, I just sort of made the drum line and then just started recording some guitar and just sort of did some vocals over them, and that was like the first song I ever wrote as Little Girls.
But from the tracks, like which tracks are like the oldest ones, and which tracks are the newest ones? You said you did like a year.
Yeah, like Youth Tunes, and because the record I did a digital EP with Paper Bag, which is called Tambourine.
Yeah,
and that was like some of the first five tracks I recorded. Not necessarily in the order. Like I did the other record as well with Mexican Summer, but those songs were. Like that EP is like the earlier stuff, and all of that EP, it was only released digitally, so all of that is going to be on the debut, the full length, and as well another five songs on it are newer tracks that I recorded, and so I guess you can kind of see how the music may have changed a little bit over the span of 6 months, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, basically the same style of what I'm doing and stuff.
Yeah. Because, well, after you changed like this track Seeing.
Yep.
It reminds me of I don't know the band that just played. You know the Kids in the Hall theme song? It reminds me of that sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some parts of it, like the album has that Joy Division, New Order kind of sound.
Yeah,
80s or late 80s, early 90s throwback of the new wave sound.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like a lot of the influences are like post-punk and new wave and just like even garage rock and hip-hop and everything. But it's like definitely a good portion of the record has a very sort of new wave, post-punk sort of sound to it, and some of the songs are like a lot darker than the other ones.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's dark too.
Like example, the song Seeing is like a pretty dark song.
I don't know, I like it, but like when I first heard about the band from Matthew from Our Heart Music, he was like, oh, it was like post-punk, and I thought like the band would be like screaming.
The
band.
Yeah.
You know which band was Fucked Up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. No. I love Fucked Up. Like, oddly enough, our old band Pirate Rock recorded with Fucked Up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We recorded with him, and we did some stuff with him. But I mean, like, they're like one of my favorite Toronto bands.
Have you met? I'm going like change topic. Like, have you ever met them in person or what?
Oh yeah. I know. About half of them, like, personally.
And what did you feel when they won the Polaris Prize?
I thought it was awesome, like, especially for, like, I thought it was great. Like, I definitely thought they deserved it.
Had I wanted
to pick who should have won, I would have picked, because I really love that record. I think it definitely evolved hardcore.
I heard the album, but
yeah,
I'm gonna keep my opinions to myself. Shit. Anyways, yeah. Have you started touring yet?
We've been on tour. Before we did two sort of mini tours, where we played a bunch of shows in New York and Boston.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We played.
Oh my.
So those were small. It was only like a week, and now we're on like a big, like sort of 2 month type tour.
How would you say the audience from Canada and the Americans are? Are they both different or the same?
Yeah, they're different in the sense that like Little Girls sort of broke out in New York first, because like the first label that asked me to do, well, the first two labels that asked me to do stuff were Capture Tracks and Mexican Summer, and they're both based in Brooklyn. So when we first went to play in New York, I was really surprised, because the Mexican Summer 12-inch called Thrills, I was talking to guys from the label, and just after we played in, they were telling me, yeah, you know, like, the record sold out, like, as soon as it got pressed, which kind of blew my mind, because I had no idea. Like, they gave me, like, 150 copies, and then, like, the other 350 were just, were for them to sell on their website and to sell to stores and stuff, and they would just ship them all out, and they're all gone. So it's
That sold out is the You've Tunes EP sold out?
Yeah, it's also sold out as well. Wow. That was a pressing of 1,000, so I think that one's being repressed right now.
Okay.
I haven't really heard back, but on their Capture Tracks website it says they're gonna repress.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Venom 7-inch.
Since you're a Toronto band, what's your favorite venue in Toronto?
Ooh. That's interesting. I don't know, to be honest. Like, the most fun shows you've played in Toronto haven't been at venues. Like, we played for North by Northeast, we played a Secret House show. And that was
This year?
Yeah, it was this year.
I was there this year, but I didn't hear about your band too, like, maybe, like, when Matthew was booking you. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was probably the craziest show of
Which
my
one
life.
Was that? Was that the Sunday one I heard? I didn't go
we
to
played,
Sunday.
We played Sunday at CGD's. We played Saturday at this vintage store called Preloved. And then later in the night, we played that Secret After show. And it was just, like, insane. Like, we played in this basement, and they were, like, we didn't even advertise and tell anyone where it was. And, like, hundreds of people showed up to this house. Like, it was insanity. Like, at one point, we actually thought we were gonna, like, die at that show, because we were playing in the basement, and there were so many people crammed in this basement, and the on the ceiling were, like, exposed pipes, and people were, because the crowd was going so nuts, everyone was hanging onto the pipes, and I was singing and playing, and I remember looking up and seeing the ceiling start to dip in, and I seriously thought the ceiling was just gonna collapse, and that would be, like, the last show we'd ever play. And then we played another loft party show, about a week ago in Toronto as well, which is sort of the same deal, like just sort of like a DIY type of venue, which I tend to prefer. But I guess as far as favorite Toronto venues go, I do like Sneaky D's a lot. And we're playing the Phoenix in about a month. Oh. And I've never played there, so we'll see how that is.
Well, you're touring with like a Japan tour, right?
So yeah.
Have you toured with them, or you have?
We've played quite a few shows with them. We played with them in New York. We played with them in Boston, in Toronto, then Detroit, and Guelph.
Okay.
And then we're playing with them in Chicago.
Aren't they such a wild band?
they're like really, really nice guys. Like every time, like New York was just so much fun with those guys. Like we just stayed out way late in the night and had a good time. The show was crazy too. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going back to the album again. Did you do the recording on your own, or like studio, or like home recordings?
It's all done by myself.
All
of it was done in my sort of back little studio.
And concepts, like, I don't know, I thought, like, when I heard that, I was like, maybe it might be a concept album, maybe like about this, the city of Toronto. That's what I thought. Maybe
it's sort of a concept album, but not really. It's sort of more about just the idea of having a concept album, which, because there's a lot of sort of concept albums of like, this is going to be about this, and each track is going to tell this big long story. But it's, I guess, if I were to come up with a concept for the album, it's basically the story from the beginning to where I am right now, as far as Little Girls goes, and, or even just my life in general. Like, a lot of the songs are about, you know, me growing up in Toronto when I was younger, and all the things that I've gone through, even in the past year, just, you know, just all that kind of stuff.
Because I wrote the review for your album. It's like, I said, on a whim, it's going to be like a concept album about like the bustling cities of Toronto, or dark bustling cities of Toronto.
It's definitely a Toronto album, I suppose. Like, you know, a lot of it has to do with, well, I don't know, that's just the city I grew up in, and it's what I know best, I suppose, so,
yeah.
Sort of writing about my experiences, I guess.
And then, well, since you're on Paperbag Records,
yep.
I keep on saying Paperbag, have you met any of the bands that's on that label?
Like, yeah, like, I've known Slim Twig for quite a while, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, we actually, oddly enough, played a show when I was in, like, a metal band called Ficus. Like, way back in the day in grade 9, he was playing a show at that same venue. It was just, like, it's kind of funny that now, you know, I guess, like, 7 years later, 8 years later or something, we're on the same label, so it's pretty cool. And I know, yeah, I've met a couple of those bands on there.
Like, You Say Party?
I've never met them.
No, they're not on that. No,
yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah.
We're touring with them in November, but I haven't met them yet.
How about Laura Barrett? I think she's on paper.
Yes, I actually met her, not since I've been on the label. I met her just when I went to one of her shows a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, yeah, with Kalimba and everything. It's great.
I was going to say, hope it'll be a good show for tonight.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, thanks for the interview.
Sweet, yeah.
Okay.